Melbourne Phone, this is Jack. How can I help?
Jack,
Yes.
can you check your emails? It's JB.
Check emails.
Yes. So you can port the number over.
When have you emailed, sir?
I emailed to support and to you. So both emails, so you can't miss it.
So you've said, hi M-Phone, we will be submitting a port request today. Then why were you saying it's been done already?
Because it's already been done.
Sir, please. Then why is it mentioning that they will do it today?
Because you must have missed the email 2 weeks when we last called you.
No. Then why don't you tell them to resend it?
Okay, anyway, it's there now. So what can you do? Can you port it over, please?
Oh my goodness. Is that other provider there?
No, he's not there.
Which
you told me to send
this,
you told me to send you an email.
Which provider are you going to? Do they know what they're doing?
What does it matter?
It matters because port outs can't be sent like this. They have to submit the porting from their end, from their side, not via emails, sir.
You told me to send you an email. You told me to get them to send you an email.
I'll just reply, sir. Really. I don't know what these guys are doing. I'll just reply to the email. Please wait 1 second. 1 second, JB. The number 02610146744 is currently active and is diverted to... Where is it diverted to? Let me check. It's diverted to 04911-6341. The number is currently active and is diverted to... Please submit a porting request. We will accept it as soon as we receive it. Okay, sir. I have replied to the email. As soon as we receive a port out request from any provider, we will release the number from our side. Okay?
But the provider is internet.
Can't hear you, sir.
Provider is infinite networks.
Sorry?
The provider is infinite network.
Sir, when the port request comes, we can't see the provider. So whenever we receive any request, I will accept it. Don't worry. Okay?
I'll call you back.
Yeah, sure. Bye.